Lord. We come to glorify the Lord. We come to lift up holy hands. We come to magnify His name. We come to worship the Lord. We come to praise the Lord. We come to glorify the Lord. We come to lift up holy hands. We come to magnify His name. We come to worship the Lord. We come to praise the Lord. We come to glorify the Lord. We come to lift up holy hands. We come to magnify His name. We come to worship the Lord.
Come on, we can do better than that. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. The song says, stand up and lift up the glory. Amen. Because we have an awesome God who is our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Our call to order scripture this morning comes from Psalms 4. Stanza 1 says, hear me when I call. O God of my righteousness, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise for that. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord God, once again. Father, we're looking for you to be with us. We're looking for you to sit down and sup with us. We have opened up our heart's door, for we have heard you knocking, and we want you to come in and sit with us, for we know that if you come and sit with us, you'll come with all power, you'll come with all love, and you'll come with all understanding. Father, we need you today to be with us. We need you today to stay with us. Because when you are with us, we're able to do all things. So we ask for these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Amen. 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 We now have our opening hymn, hymn number 385.
Yeah. church this morning when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Yeah, this morning when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
This morning when I rose, yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
Oh, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. And I know He will. Yeah, all the way. This morning when I rose, yeah. Yeah, this morning when I got up out of my bed. Yeah, this morning when I rose, yeah. Oh, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. And I know He will. All the way. Yeah, all the way. Woke up this morning to a brand new day, y'all. Yeah, God woke me up this morning to a brand new day, y'all. Yeah, I say I woke up this morning to a brand new day, y'all. Yeah, I know the Lord. I know. And I know He will. Woke up this morning with that Holy Ghost. Yeah. Woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost, y'all. Yeah, say I woke up this morning with that Holy Ghost. Yeah, I felt like walking, felt like talking, felt like walking, felt like talking. Felt like running.
Felt like running.
Felt like running. Felt like praying.
Felt like praying.
Felt like singing. I felt like singing. I felt like singing. I felt like shouting. I felt like shouting. I felt like shouting. And I know the Lord. And I know. And I know He will lead and guide me all the way.
Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Did we come to have church today? Amen. The song said, I felt like shouting. Because God has been what? Good to me. Has He been good to anybody here today? Oh, come on, don't play with me. Come on, I know He's been good. All I got to do is look out in the parking lot. I can tell you how good God has been. He's shown been good. Oh, y'all, come on, don't play with me this morning. Because I feel like shouting. Because I know how good God can be. I know how good God has been. Oh, somebody. Woo, Jesus. Let me pump my brakes before I start preaching for a time to preach. Amen. Amen. And we ask that you would bow your heads for the word of prayer. Our Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, because many of us are dealing with so much. And many of us have things that are before us that we have never had to deal with before. And we are trying to make it through. Some of us don't know how we're going to do it. And we sometimes don't know who to talk to. But one thing we do know, that you're always there. And Father, not only that you're always there, but you have given us a name that we can call on that's above every name. We can call on Jesus. As the old saints would say, we can call him in the midnight hour. Father, when it seems like all hope is gone, we can call on him. We can call him in the noonday. We can call him early in the morning. It doesn't matter what time we call on his name, he shall show up with all power in the palm of his hands. So this morning we come to say thank you for that name. Thank you, Lord God, not only for that name, but thank you for Jesus himself. Because it is him who has showed us the way. It is him who has given us assurance that no matter what we go through, that not only is he there, but Father, he'll be there to carry us through. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Because we know that your son shall never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. Thank you this morning. Because when we fall on our knees, we know we have a God that can lift us up and pull us out of every situation of life. Lord God, he can strengthen the ground that we walk on. He can straighten us up when we're leaning. And he can level out all of our rocky places. Thank you today. Thank you for your son. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. For it's by these things we're able to make it through today. We pray now as we come to you, Lord God, with our hearts wide open and our issues before you, that you allow a little bit of grace, a little bit of love, and a little bit of joy in our lives. We ask these blessings in your son Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen.
Where there is hate, love now abides. Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I am walking with Jesus. I'm a child. I'm a child of the King. Is this all because I am redeemed? I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Brought with the bride.
Brought with the bride.
Jesus, have changed my whole life. If anybody ask you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed. I'll tell him of his favor. I'll tell of his love. I'll tell of his goodness to me. Purchased my redemption with his own precious blood, and from sin I've been set free. I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
Broad river pride. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody ask you just who I am, tell them I've been redeemed. There's no shackles on me. I'm free as I can be. Because Jesus, he changed my life. Up on the cross, that's why I can tell the world that I've been redeemed. I bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody ask you just who I am, tell them I am redeemed.
I am redeemed. Bought. What a price. A price that none of us could pay. He laid down his life that we may have life and life more abundant. Somebody give God some praise. For he is worthy to be praised. None of us could pay that price. None of us could withstand the whooping that he took, the lashes, disrespect. The Bible tells us that he said not even a mumbling word so that he could die in our place. Oh, somebody need to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we get started, as the moderator stated, we will be traveling to Fort Lauderdale, Florida to see a specialist. It will be an outpatient procedure, so we'll be back. It won't be a long thing. Just to be fully honest with you, we've been going through this for 2 years. That the grace of God is so good, no one knew. Just like he did for the Hebrew boys, he's done for me. You can't tell I've been going through, but we've been going through. And you know, when people say that you're going through, and a lot of times you go through by yourself, if you're married, you're not going through by yourself. This has been a journey for my wife and I both. But God, he's all powerful. He shows me every day just how powerful he really is. Because when you are an alpha male like me, certain things mess with you. When you see a kink in your shield, yet and still, the grace and the love of God will keep you through it all. Amen? Amen, amen. So we'll be back. It's just a quick thing. You just have to stay down there for a day after they finish. That's why we won't make it back. Amen? Now, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Still got to get used to this new era where we don't have to turn, we just flip our phones to where we're going. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, and it reads, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." Amen. Just for a few moments, we would like to deal with the subject, you must have the Holy Ghost. You must have the Holy Ghost. My brothers and my sisters, today I want to discuss the importance of the Holy Ghost. For it is safe to say that he is the most mysterious of the Trinity. And because he is also the most misunderstood of the triune Godhead. Most Christians are comfortable with God the Father because we have a name. Some call him Jehovah. Some call him Yahweh. Some call him El Shaddai. Because we have a name for him, we're comfortable with God the Father. And we're also comfortable with God the Son. Because once again, we have a name, Jesus the Christ, Emmanuel. We've assigned all kinds of names for him. And not only do we have a name, but we have a body. But when it comes to the Holy Ghost, we don't have an official name, or should I say, an earthly name. We don't have a body. And because of this, many of us can't identify with the Holy Ghost because we can't normalize him or, shall I say, humanize him. Many of us have an issue with identifying with the Holy Ghost because we don't have a physical body to say that that is him. And because of this, we find ourselves in danger. What you mean, Reverend? 1 Thessalonians shares with us that we cannot quench the Spirit, which means we should not subdue or act unresponsive to the work of the Holy Ghost. Now,
probably on most of our minds, because, you know, a lot of times we have this. We just boil him down to making somebody speak in tongues. Somebody slain in the spirit of the church. Somebody dancing all over the church. If that's all we think the Holy Ghost is, we're in trouble. He's much more than that. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And it baffles me that even today that some of us still does not recognize him, and he is the one that God has placed in. The Bible shares with us that God said he would place himself within us. Now, because our God is so big and he operates outside of what we consider to be time, space, and matter, he himself cannot be within inside of us because he's too big to be inside. He's too powerful. He's too large to be inside of us. So the Bible shares with us that God said, I will place my spirit in you. And so if God has placed his spirit in us, which means that God has, in essence, placed himself inside of us, when we do not respond to the actions of the Holy Ghost, then we are actually rejecting God.
Don't be hollering today.
God needs you to know that we need to be able to recognize the move of the Holy Ghost in our life. It's so important today because we live in a world where all kinds of things are occurring. People are now being led to all kinds of religion. Now listen, I love my African ancestors. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't about to pray to none of them. Just being honest with you. My African ancestors do not have the power that God has. My African ancestors are not my creator. They are not my savior. I only have one savior. Mark 3:29 says, but he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost have never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. What you're saying, Reverend? It is very dangerous for us to speak against the Holy Ghost, not only with our mouths, but with our thoughts and with our actions. And sometimes with our lack thereof when it comes to our actions. God said we are in danger of an eternal because we have not recognized the move of the Holy Ghost in our God, then we do not listen. Well, we have a free will. God would never override your free will. God would never make you do something because you have free will. Now, not that God can't do it. If he wanted to, he could. But since he gave you a free will, God would not make you something that you ought to be able to recognize his voice for. When you talk about sheep knows the voice of their shepherd. When their shepherd speaks, no matter where they are, the sheep listen and they follow. Well, the Holy Ghost is the voice of God in your life. He has a purpose to be here. He is to speak to you, to have you to do things. And sometimes, yeah, I know it don't make sense. That's where faith come in. Every time God asks you to do something, it's not going to make. If it made sense, then there would be no need for faith. But since it does not make sense, and is outside of what you can comprehend, guess what you had to operate in? faith. The Holy Ghost is the voice of God. Now, some people say, you know, I can hear a little small little voice in my being. It's not like you hear somebody talking. But something gives me the unction to do something. God said you need to be able to recognize him in you. Because he is the Spirit of God. And not only is he the Spirit of God, but he's been here all the time. He's not some thing that somebody just woke up. He was here in the beginning. When God created the earth, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost moved upon the bodies of the waters because the earth was without form. I need us to understand that he's not some stranger. He's actually somebody who's been here since the beginning of time, and not only has he been here since the beginning of time, he dwells in you. He is God in the Spirit. He is the Almighty. He's the presence of the Almighty. God shared that when he worked his new covenant, when he put his new covenant in place, in Ezekiel, he said, I will put in you. When you give God your life, I'm going to say this now. I don't want to step on too many toes. But a lot of us, when we came to the church, deacons,
we gave the preacher our right hand.
But we didn't give God our life. How do I know this? Because I was guilty of it. I gave the preacher my right hand, but there was no Holy Ghost moving. In other words, when there was need for me to have power to withstand the wiles of the devil, I didn't have any power because I did not listen to the Holy Ghost that was inside. So I gave the preacher my right hand, but I did not give God my life. Because when you give God your life, God automatically imputes the Holy Ghost in you.
Some of us have been going to church for a long time. But we yet to give God our life.
How do I know? Because you're still trying to control it. If you give God your life, you don't control. When you give God your life, God has complete and utter control over everything that you do and every decision that you make. If you are making decisions without the help of God, then you are making a decision without the help of the Holy Ghost, and you are making a decision in error.
Holy Ghost is our holy counselor. He is the one to tell you what to do. He is the one to give you instructions and direction on what to do.
And not only on what to do, but how to do.
Have you ever seen somebody do something and it made no sense to you, but they were successful in it? But you have no idea how they're successful.
Because they made a decision according to what God told them to do versus them rationalizing everything and working it out in their own head to make it make sense. Sometimes things don't need to make sense.
Remember in the Bible, there was a story about a king who talked to a prophet, and the prophet told him to take an arrow.
strike the arrow on the ground? How many times you strike the arrow, how many times you going to defeat? Well, it didn't make sense. We have to. And he only defeated his enemy that number of times. Sometimes it's not going to make sense to you, but yet it's still the Holy Ghost that's in operation. The Holy Ghost is not only the voice of God, but he is our only teacher.
What do you mean, Reverend? We got a lot of teachers.
Well, if that teacher does not teach you by way of the Holy Ghost, if what he is teaching you is not given to him by way of the Holy Ghost, then he's teaching you without power. And what he's saying to you won't give you strength to make it through your time, your trying time. So if I'm up here and I'm preaching to you, but it's not given to me by the Holy Ghost to give it to you, then I'm preaching to you amiss. Because no matter what I say to you, it's not going to find fertile ground. And it's not going to give you strength to make it through your trials and your tribulations. So don't be caught up on how well the preacher preach or the teacher teach. If they're not preaching or teaching with the Holy Ghost, then they're not teaching according to the will of God.
When I was over at Faulkner, I was concerned about some things because I saw that there was brethren who were coming into the fold who really didn't care nothing about. All they care about was the letter of the law. Which means that the school basically just made a whole bunch of more Pharisees and Sadducees. Yes, the Pharisees could read the scripture, but they erred because there was no Holy Ghost in them. Yes, they taught the scripture, but there was no Holy Ghost in them. Unless the Holy Ghost teaches it, there is no power. He is your only teacher. Because remember that Jesus said that when I leave, I'm going to pray that the Father will send you a comfort. And he would teach you all. All. A-L-L. Things. Not only will he teach you all things, but he'll bring back all things that's been taught to you to your remembrance. So when you're going through your trials and your tribulations and your tough times, what's been taught to you to give you the power to withstand, if it was taught to you by the Holy Ghost, you'll have the power to make it through. Isaiah 59 and 21 says this, shares with us this, that after the Messiah was to come, God would establish a new covenant with his people by way of the gift of the Holy Ghost to place his word in the heart of his people. Without the Holy Ghost, the word can't find for the ground in you. To give you power to withstand the attack of the enemy. If the Holy Ghost is not present, there's no power. If the Holy Ghost is not present, there's no real teaching. If the Holy Ghost is not present, the word that you receive is not true. Because it lacks. Don't be confused by the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. And I ain't talking about falling out of the church. Because the Bible says when the Holy Ghost descended down on Jesus, he was laid. Is not he our perfect example? Jesus is our perfect example.
And the Bible said when the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, the Bible said he was led into the wilderness for 40 days. And then they spoke in tongues. And then they were slain in the spirit. And then he was foaming at the mouth. And then he was dancing, running all over the place. The Bible says he was led. And the way that I know that a Christian is really a Christian, I can watch their works and see if they're being led. The Holy Spirit is your only teacher. And finally, and I'm going home. I know I've been a little long. But the Holy Spirit's job is to seal you in the body of Christ. Until Christ returns. That's why the word tells us not to grieve him. Because it is his job to hold you when you need to be healed. It's his job to comfort you when you need to be comforted. It's his job to teach you when you need to be taught. It's his job to be your advocator when you need somebody to stand on your side. It's his job to be your strength when you cannot find strength in yourself. It's his job to be your intercessor when you don't know what to pray for. The Holy Ghost's job is to keep you until the time of our Father is to return. Somebody go ahead and give God some praise. Because he's not some shouting thing. He's not just some dancing thing. He is your coverer. He is your keeper. He is your sustainer. He is your all in all. And in short, he is God in the spirit. Somebody give God some praise. So when the enemies come like a flood to come up against you, the Holy Ghost said, I'll raise up a standard. Y'all didn't hear me. So when your enemy is shooting here, he said, I'll bring you here. And then I'll conquer your enemy. When your enemy is shooting here, I'll bring you there. Then I'll conquer your enemy. He said, I'll raise up a standard in the name of God for you. Somebody give God some praise. Not only will he raise up a standard, but the Bible share with us that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So no matter how the enemy tries you, the Holy Ghost got you. No matter how many tricks he sent your way, the Holy Ghost got you. No matter how many stumbling blocks he put before you, the Holy Ghost got you. No matter how many times he makes things dark in your life, the Holy Ghost got you. Somebody give God some praise because it is the Holy Ghost that leads us to the Father. Glory be to God. I'm done. The Holy Ghost is more than what we have made him out to be. He is God the Father. Not just some ghost. I think our problem is we like to assimilate him with things we can't see here earthly. He's no physical thing. He is a spiritual thing that's above all that we can see or understand. Somebody give God some praise.
Make up your mind, he will make your life brand new, for God will take care of you. Time.
The doors of the church are open.
Come,
if there will be one,
to
Jesus. Do not know God and free pause at your sins. The Bible says, find God while he is near.
You,
for surely shall be a time when God cannot be found.
Come unto Jesus. Make up, make up, make up your mind. He will make your life, make your life brand new. For God will take care of you. Come to Jesus while you have time.
Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, to ask that when we leave this place, that your grace and mercy would go before us. For we have no idea what we're going to face when we leave these four walls. But we know, Lord God, that you are all known and that you've already prepared us for whatever it is that we're going to deal with. But we pray that we can find your grace and mercy with us so it can give us assurance that we can make it through. Cover us and keep us until we can find ourselves again in your house of worship. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Let every heart say amen.
Yeah.